If someone plays dirty with you and you insist on continuing to be a good person, that doesn't make you morally superior. It makes you naive. The world isn't packed with villains. It's full of clever people and others who don't know how to defend themselves. Machiavelli made it clear centuries ago, whoever doesn't learn to protect themselves in a corrupt environment ends up being used, humiliated, and eventually discarded. This message isn't for sensitive people or for those who believe everything gets solved by talking. It's aimed at those who already understand that goodness without a strategy behind it is a sentence. If they treat you with dirty tactics and you don't react, they're not attacking you. They're training you to lose. Stay until the end, because today you're going to discover what nobody ever taught you about how to survive when the world decides not to play fair. Psychological trick number one. Don't react. Silence is control. The first big mistake weak people make isn't falling, it's responding. When someone provokes you, ignores you, humiliates you, or acts with bad intentions, your immediate impulse is to defend yourself, explain yourself, justify yourself. And right there, in that moment, you've already lost. Machiavelli understood it before many others. Whoever reacts exposes themselves. And whoever exposes themselves loses power. The world doesn't respect the person who gets shaken, it respects the one who remains still. Because when you choose not to react, something truly dangerous happens. The other person starts to doubt. They doubt their strength, they doubt their control over you, they even doubt whether they really won. And doubt is always the first step toward fear. Here's an uncomfortable truth. Pay attention. Not reacting is not the same as weakness. Not reacting means forcing the other person to play alone. Most people attack looking for one thing, an emotional response. Your anger, your explanations, your suffering. That's what feeds them. When you don't give it to them, the attack comes back to them like a mirror, and that mirror sends them a clear message. You have no power over me. Pure Machiavellianism. Machiavelli taught that power isn't always exercised by acting, but by holding back action. Silence isn't absence, it's contained pressure. While you stay quiet, the other person imagines. And what they imagine is almost always worse than reality. A direct example with no fluff. They ignore you on purpose. They provoke you. They talk badly about you. You don't post anything. You don't respond. You don't give explanations. You keep moving forward, you keep working, you keep improving. Do you know what happens then? They become obsessed. You don't. Because whoever ignores intentionally expects you to beg for attention. And when that attention doesn't come, they lose control of the game. Silence, when used well, isn't peace. It's a threat. If they play dirty with you and you respond from emotion, you're playing by their rules. But if they play dirty and you don't react, you completely change the board. This was only the first trick. The next one is even more dangerous because it doesn't just protect you, it makes you unpredictable. Psychological trick number two, remove access. Whoever needs you, obeys. The second major mistake weak people make isn't reacting, it's allowing unlimited access. Access to their time, their attention, their energy, their life. Machiavelli was ruthlessly clear about this. Power doesn't belong to the one who begs. It belongs to the one who can say no. When someone knows you're always available, that you always respond, that you always explain yourself, that you always forgive, they don't appreciate you, they use you. An uncomfortable truth. Listen to this, even if it burns. People don't respect what's free. They respect what they can lose. Every time you tolerate being disrespected, being contacted only when they need something, having your boundaries crossed without consequences, you're teaching them a dangerous lesson. I can do this to you and nothing happens. And once nothing happens one time, it becomes a habit. It will always happen. Pure Machiavellianism. Machiavelli understood that the most effective punishment isn't a direct clash, but strategic withdrawal. Don't yell, don't complain, don't explain. Simply reduce access. Fewer responses, less presence, less availability. And watch what happens when you take that access away. At first they're confused, then they become uneasy. After that, they grow desperate, because human beings hate losing what they thought was guaranteed. Silence doesn't calm them, it unsettles them. And when someone is unsettled, they make mistakes. Not everyone deserves access to you, and anyone who becomes enraged when they lose it never deserved it in the first place. Example, before, you replied quickly, you were always there, you justified everything. Now you respond when you feel like it, you show up less, you give no explanations. The result? Some leave, others lower their tone, and a few begin to respect you. That is the natural filter of power. Warning, this trick isn't about being liked, it's about controlling emotional space. Anyone who can't tolerate losing access to you never saw you as an equal. They saw you as a resource. If they play dirty with you, you don't need to attack. Just remove access, because whoever needs you more than you need them is already at a disadvantage. And this is only the beginning. In the next scene, we're going to touch on a trick that even scares manipulators. Psychological trick number 3. Explain nothing. Confusion is power. The third major mistake weak people make isn't reacting or giving access. It's justifying themselves. Explaining why you did something, explaining why you changed, explaining why you pulled away, explaining why you're no longer the same. And every explanation opens a crack. Machiavelli understood this with absolute coldness. Whoever explains is defending themselves, and whoever defends themselves is already in an inferior position. An uncomfortable truth. Listen carefully. Explaining doesn't clarify things. Explaining empowers the other person. Because when you explain, you hand over information, reveal motivations, expose doubts, and all of that information can be used against you. The manipulator doesn't want to understand you. They want to decode you, map you out internally. Pure Machiavellianism. Power doesn't need to be understood. It needs to be accepted. When someone asks you, "Why are you like this now? Why did you change? What's wrong with you?" they're not doing it out of genuine concern. They're trying to regain control. And you have no obligation to give it back. What happens when you don't explain is simple and effective. First, they get irritated. Then they insist. Then they invent stories. And that's perfect. Because while they imagine, you move forward. Confusion weakens them. Clarity only benefits those who want to manipulate you. Silence confuses, and confusion dominates. Clear example. Before you explained every decision, asked for understanding, sought approval. Now you simply act. You don't clarify, you don't justify. The result? They call you cold, they call you strange, they call you distant. But they no longer control you. Because whoever can't read you can't handle you. Warning. This trick is uncomfortable because it breaks a dangerous illusion, the idea that everything must be explained. No. Your life is not a press conference. If they play dirty with you, don't give them explanations, give them results. Because when you stop explaining, you start imposing. And in the next scene, we're going to touch on a trick that separates the naive from true strategists. Psychological trick number 4. Control time. Whoever rushes, loses. The fourth mistake weak people make isn't being wrong. It's acting in a hurry, responding immediately, deciding under pressure, moving when the other person demands it. Machiavelli was clear about this. Whoever controls time controls the situation. The manipulator always uses the same move, speeding you up. Because when you're rushed, you don't think, you react. And reacting means giving up advantage. An uncomfortable truth, pay attention. Urgency is almost never real. It's a tool of control. Answer me now. Decide right now. There's no time. It's now or never. A lie. Whoever rushes you wants to stop you from analyzing, because if you analyze, you discover the trap. Pure Machiavellianism. Machiavelli taught a silent law. Whoever waits observes. Whoever observes dominates. Don't refuse. Don't confront. Don't argue. Simply delay. delay responses, delay decisions, delay moves, and watch how the other person starts to lose control. What happens when you control time? First, they grow impatient, then they contradict themselves. After that, they make mistakes. Because anyone who plays dirty hates prolonged silence. Time exposes intentions, time wears down masks, and you do nothing. You just watch while the other person exposes themselves. Whoever runs, stumbles, whoever waits, sees. A direct, real-world example. Before, you answered instantly, decided just to avoid discomfort, accepted pressure. Now you respond when you're ready. Decide when it benefits you, and don't justify yourself. The result? Whoever tried to control you loses rhythm. And when someone loses rhythm, they lose authority. Warning: this trick won't make you popular, it will make you quietly feared. Because whoever can't rush you can't control you. And that completely changes the dynamic. If they play dirty with you, don't speed up. Cool the situation and let the other person wear themselves out. Because in any psychological game, whoever controls time controls the outcome. In the next scene, we're going to enter even more dangerous territory. Psychological trick number 5. Don't show all your strength. Mystery protects you. The fifth mistake weak people make isn't failing. It's showing everything. Showing what they know, what they feel, what they're planning, how far they can go. Machiavelli was clear. Power is maintained when it isn't displayed. Whoever reveals all their strength stops being a threat. They become predictable, and what's predictable gets neutralized. Listen carefully. You don't need to prove anything to be strong. Every time you show off how much you know, every time you lay all your cards on the table, every time you display your full capacity, you're telling the other person exactly how to defend themselves against you. People don't fear what they know. They fear what they can't measure. Machiavelli understood a silent rule. Mystery doesn't confuse by accident. It confuses by design. Don't reveal all your plans, all your options, all your intentions. Talk less about what you're doing and do more than what you say. Strategic silence makes the other person overestimate your power, and that's an advantage. What happens when you hold back your strength? The other person doubts, miscalculates, protects themselves from threats that don't exist, and leaves real vulnerabilities exposed. While you move forward calmly, they wear themselves out anticipating blows that never come. That mental exhaustion weakens them without you having to do anything. Mystery doesn't hide you. It amplifies you. Example: before you shared your plans, announced your moves, warned others about your changes. Now you move in silence. You don't promise. You don't threaten. The result? When you act, it's already too late to stop you, because no one defends against what they never saw coming. Warning: this trick requires discipline. Staying quiet when you could show off. Moving forward when you could talk. Holding back when you could explain yourself. It's not for fragile egos, it's for strategists. If they play dirty with you, don't show all your strength. Reserve it, ration it, protect it. Because whoever doesn't know what you're capable of never knows how to face you. In the next scene, we're going to touch on a point that breaks dependencies. Subscribe if you've made it this far. You've already understood something many will never accept. The world doesn't reward the naive. And if this content is stirring something inside you, it's not a coincidence. Subscribe to the channel and activate the notification bell, because here we don't teach how to please, we teach how to think with coldness and strategy. Write this phrase in the comments: I no longer play fair with those who play dirty. That will tell me exactly who is getting this message and who is still asleep.
With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at 4 things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out: Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleave.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleave.com might be a good place to start.
Now tell me this with total honesty. In which area of your life did you realize you were being too good and it was costing you dearly? Relationships, work, family, friendships. Read yourself before you answer, and now we continue, because the next trick breaks one of the most dangerous addictions that exist, the need to be liked. Psychological trick number 6, don't seek to be liked. Approval weakens you. The 6th mistake weak people make isn't failing. It's needing to please, wanting to be liked, wanting to be accepted, wanting to be validated. That need works like an invisible chain. Machiavelli said it plainly, when you can't be loved and respected at the same time, choose respect. Because whoever needs approval gives up control. An uncomfortable truth. Listen to this, even if it makes you uneasy. The world doesn't manipulate the strong. It manipulates those who need to be liked. Those who fear disappointing others, who avoid making anyone uncomfortable, who prefer losing power over losing sympathy. That is the perfect target. Pure Machiavellianism. Respect is not negotiable. Approval is, and it's always expensive. When you try to please, you give up boundaries, soften decisions, dilute truths, and every concession reduces your authority. The one who has power doesn't ask whether their decision will be liked. They decide and let the world adjust. What happens when you stop seeking approval? Some people get angry, others drift away, and a few begin to respect you, because human beings respect what they cannot control. When you no longer depend on their validation, they lose the last lever they had over you. Whoever needs applause will never have power. A clear example. Before you thought, what will they think? You avoided saying no. You delayed decisions. Now you do what's necessary. You make people uncomfortable when needed. You don't explain yourself. The result? They call you cold. They call you arrogant. They call you distant. But they no longer use you. Warning, this trick has a cost. You lose fake smiles, convenient company, cheap approval, but you gain something that can't be bought, psychological autonomy. If they play dirty with you, don't try to please. Stand firm, tolerate rejection, protect your judgment. Because whoever doesn't need to be liked cannot be manipulated. And in the next scene, we're going to step into even more dangerous territory. Psychological trick number 7, emotional coldness. Whoever gets angry loses. The 7th mistake weak people make isn't feeling, it's showing what they feel. Anger, pain, frustration, offense. Every emotion displayed is an open door. Machiavelli knew this well. Whoever controls your emotions controls you, and the world is full of people who don't want to be right. They want to see you lose control. An uncomfortable truth. Listen carefully. Anger doesn't make you strong. It makes you predictable. The manipulator provokes with a single goal, to pull you out of your center. When you lose your composure, you say too much, decide poorly, hand over advantage, and then wonder why everything turned against you. It wasn't bad luck. It was a lack of coldness. Pure Machiavellianism. Emotional coldness isn't insensitivity. It's absolute self-mastery. You will feel rage, yes. You will feel pain too, but not where it can be used against you. Machiavelli understood this clearly. Whoever remains calm forces the other to expose themselves alone. While you stay firm, the other person breaks. What happens when you don't get upset? The provocateur raises their tone, insists, crosses boundaries. Why? Because they need to see you fall. And when they don't succeed, they lose emotional control and start making mistakes. Mistakes you don't make because you're not reacting. Whoever gets angry first has already lost the mental war. A clear example. Before, you responded from anger, defended your ego, argued to win. Now you listen, you stay calm, you don't justify yourself. The result? the other person is exposed, you remain intact, because no one can defeat someone who doesn't lose control. Warning: this trick requires daily discipline, swallowing pride, staying silent when you want to scream, smiling when they expect you to break. This is not weakness, it's emotional superiority. If they play dirty with you, don't get angry. Cool your mind, control your expression, master the impulse. Because whoever controls their emotions controls the situation. And in the next scene, we're going to step into a point that turns respect into something irreversible. Psychological trick number 8, consistency and consequences. A boundary that isn't enforced is an invitation. The 8th mistake weak people make isn't failing to set boundaries, but setting them and then not upholding them. Saying, "This is as far as it goes," and then backing down. Threatening without acting. Warning without any real cost. Machiavelli was ruthless about this. Authority isn't proclaimed, it's demonstrated. A boundary without consequences isn't a boundary. It's a provocation. An uncomfortable truth. Listen carefully. People don't cross your boundaries by accident. They cross them to test you. And when nothing happens, they learn something dangerous. I can do this again. The absence of consequences trains others to disrespect you, not necessarily because they're bad, but because you allowed it. Pure Machiavellianism. Machiavelli understood that the most effective punishment isn't the most violent, but the most predictable. If you say something has a cost, it must always have one. No drama, no speeches. Consistency builds reputation, and your reputation arrives before your words. What happens when you apply consequences? You no longer have to repeat boundaries. You don't have to raise your voice. You don't have to explain. Once is enough. The environment learns quickly who is serious and who only threatens. And once they learn, they adjust on their own. Respect is born when no has a price. Example: before you warned, forgave, then warned again. Now you set the boundary, the consequence happens, and you move on. The result? Fewer conflicts, fewer tests, more respectful silence. Because no one challenges someone who follows through. Warning: this trick makes you uncomfortable, it makes you difficult, it costs you likability, but it gives you something charisma can't buy. Stable authority. If they play dirty with you, don't repeat warnings. Enforce consequences. Stay consistent. Move forward without looking back. Because respect isn't begged for, it's installed. In the next scene, we're going to sharpen 2 final weapons that seal your position permanently. Psychological trick number 9. Become unpredictable. What cannot be anticipated cannot be controlled. The 9th mistake weak people make isn't being wrong, it's becoming predictable. Always reacting the same way, forgiving the same way, explaining the same things, being available without variation. Machiavelli understood this with almost surgical coldness. Power fears what it can't foresee. When they know how you'll react, they already have you. An uncomfortable truth. Listen closely. Predictability is an invisible cage. A manipulator doesn't need to dominate you directly if they can anticipate you. They know when you give in, when you get angry, when you justify yourself, when you forgive. They use that pattern as a map to control you. You're not manipulated because you're weak. You're manipulated because you're predictable. Pure Machiavellianism. Machiavelli taught that whoever governs effectively does not act the same way every time. They act when it's convenient. Firm today, distant tomorrow. Present at times, absent at others. Not out of whim, but strategy. Unpredictability disarms because it forces the other person to move cautiously. What happens when you become unpredictable? The other person doubts, miscalculates, hesitates. They no longer know what to expect, how to provoke you, which lever to pull. And when someone doesn't know how to react to you, they lose initiative. And initiative is power. Now that power is yours. Whoever can't predict you can't dominate you. Clear example. Before you always replied, you were always available, you always explained. Now sometimes you reply, Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you act without warning. The result? They stop testing you, stop provoking you, stop assuming things about you, because no one pressures unstable ground. Warning: this trick requires self-control. Don't confuse unpredictability with impulsiveness. This isn't about acting without purpose. It's about consciously varying the pattern. The strategist isn't erratic, they are deliberately uncertain. If they play dirty with you, break the pattern. Change the rhythm, change the response, change your presence. Because whoever doesn't know what you'll do next can no longer play you. And now we arrive at the final trick, the hardest one, the one that ultimately defines who's in charge. Psychological trick number 10, have no mercy on yourself. The price of power. The 10th mistake weak people make isn't losing. It's lying to themselves. Telling themselves that's just how the world is, that others will change, that it wasn't that bad. That lie is comfortable, but it keeps you small. Machiavelli understood this well. Power begins when you stop protecting your own excuses. Having no mercy on yourself isn't punishing yourself. It's demanding more from yourself. An uncomfortable truth. Listen carefully. When you always justify yourself, you never change. When you always forgive yourself, you never correct. When you always explain yourself, you never impose. Misunderstood mercy is the refuge of stagnation, and the world doesn't respect those who don't respect themselves first. Pure Machiavellianism. Machiavelli didn't teach cruelty. He taught brutal responsibility. The responsibility to choose better, to cut ties in time, to harden yourself when necessary, not to harm others, but to stop harming yourself. The strategist doesn't console themselves, they correct themselves. What happens when you stop being merciful with yourself? You begin to say no without guilt, to cut ties without drama, to move forward without looking back. It hurts, yes. But that pain brings order. Because every time you choose discipline over comfort, you move closer to total control of your life. Misapplied mercy creates victims. Properly directed self-demand creates leaders. Clear example. Before you tolerated the intolerable, repeated mistakes, waited for others to change. Now you correct yourself, adjust decisions, become relentless with your habits. The result? Less chaos, fewer excuses, more control. Because whoever governs themselves needs to dominate no one else. This trick won't make you popular, it will make you free. You'll lose comfort, lose old versions of yourself. You'll lose people who only fit with your weakness, but you'll gain something that isn't negotiable, internal authority. If they play dirty with you, have no mercy with your decisions. Correct. Cut. Move forward. Because true power isn't controlling others. It's never betraying yourself again. Subscribe if you made it this far. Not out of curiosity, but because something inside you no longer accepts losing. Subscribe to the channel and activate the notification bell, because this content isn't meant to entertain you. It's meant to reprogram you. Share this episode with that person who keeps being good in a world that doesn't play fair. They may not ask for it, but they need it. Write this phrase in the comments without embellishment. I no longer betray myself to please others. When I read that, I'll know exactly who understood the message and who is truly willing to change. Answer yourself honestly and write it. What was the last thing you tolerated for being a good person that you now understand was a mistake? Don't write to impress, write to wake up. Thank you for staying until the end. Thank you for thinking differently. Thank you for being part of these ancient reflections. Here, we don't teach how to be liked. Here, we teach how to never lose yourself again. See you in the next one.
With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out, Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies, P1 people see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleave.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleave.com might be a good place to start.